This is Chris Martin, and me and my buddy Kevin O'Connor, a.k.a. Kevin O. Everything, host an NBA podcast called The Mismatch. They call it The Mismatch because I'm awesome, and Kevin is a gigantic nerd.
No, that's not why at all, Chris. They call it The Mismatch because I have a brain, and you're a loudmouth bozo.
Good grief.
Anyway, listen to our amazing NBA podcast, The Mismatch.
Or don't. We really don't care. We're probably going to win a million awards either way.
Chris, we do care, so don't say that. Please subscribe and listen to The Mismatch only on Spotify.
Did you really call me a bozo?
It's the Ringer Gambling Show, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local, wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
Let's roll, baby. Welcome in. It is Tuesday Ringer Gambling. Joe House, John Jastrzemski, rocking and rolling, ready to go. Maybe at some point in time, House, we will have an NBA playoff game that's decided within the final 2 minutes. But all in all, how you doing, buddy? What's up, man?
JJ, I'm great, and I'm especially great. You know, we've had this tradition now on these Tuesday pods. I get on, and the first thing I say to you is, like, you look good. Thank God you survived the weekend. And here we are. You look good. You just had a wedding. So back-to-back weekends, your birthday weekend the week before, you just had a three-day full-on affair at this wedding. And really what this is all about when we get on these Tuesdays is me, like, thinking about that life that you're living back in my early 30s, projecting and honestly just feeling a little jealous, buddy.
Ah, thanks, pal. Thanks, pal. And I don't know if my liver is surviving from the 48 hours at this wedding, one too many Moscow mules and one too many Coronas. Like, I am now at the point, bro, where if I see a Corona for, like, the next, like, 4 to 6 weeks, it's just going to be like, no, I can't. I can't do it. With the amount that I was throwing back on Saturday. No. I'll go to my other beers. I'll go to my Kona. I'll go to my Modelo's.
All right.
The Sam, whatever that I have in the fridge. I need a little hiatus from Corona after this weekend down at Mallard Island and LBI. Badass wedding, though.
Good. You would have been proud of me. Congratulations to everybody involved.
Tearing up the dance floor, cashing a few tickets along the way. It's always great, too, when at a wedding, you have a Celtic fan in the bridal party. So, like, the final 5 minutes of game three, I had to cool down after all the dancing I was doing on the floor. The three of us are all, like, gathered around to, like, this little 10-inch phone. And he's a Celtic fan. I got the Heat. It's where you can ruffle some feathers, brother.
For sure. 100%. That worked out for the Heat fans in the mix.
It worked out for me because it
worked out for you.
Well, let's be honest. It was nice to cash a ticket after watching the Dallas game on Friday night where I felt for anybody. Dude, could you imagine if you had the Mavericks on Friday night? I mean, that game, They're up by 20-something points. They're dominating play. But you just knew the onslaught from the Warriors. It can come at any moment. That's why, like, we also had guys who hopped on the live line. If I was in a better mental state, I might have joined them and hopped on the live line. That's the perfect type of game go and pounce, dude. When
that's
the Warriors 100%. Are down like 20 or 25 points, it's worth the roll of the dice with the way they can shoot it.
Yeah, that's right. And I missed out on that opportunity as well. I was busy socializing, champagneing, and campaigning in my own inimitable fashion, JJ. But it's a good point, and it speaks to the overall sort of arc of this series, which is it's just a mismatch. And that's not a knock on Dallas. It's all credit to Dallas for making it to this point. Two different aspects of competitive play by Dallas, but they don't have the horses. And so it sets them up. They're learning an important lesson in the evolution of Luka. We've got two 40-point Luka games. It's not, you know, and Golden State's approach and strategy to this is working to a T. The thing that I think, if you're a Phoenix fan, is you look at what Kevon Looney is doing and you say to yourself, what happened with Ayton? Why didn't we have this advantage? It was the exact same kind of formula, and Phoenix is sort of much better built, I think, to take on Dallas than even Golden State. Like, you know, going up and down the board. Now, I'm going to repeat myself. At some point, somebody will tell us the truth about Chris Paul's injury. But this is just for Golden State, the extra time they had to prepare for Dallas and the weaknesses that they've exposed, you know, in terms of the mismatches they enjoy. The one thing that I've seen come out in some of the commentary has been Steph going to the hole and, you know, Dallas trying to run him off the line. And what he does is just go right to the hole. And he's a playmaker and he finishes at a super high rate. It's just been very impressive out of Golden State.
It has. And now the question is, do they complete the sweep? Or are we looking at a gentleman's sweep in game five? That, to me, is the million-dollar question with tonight. I wish I could offer some more hard-hitting analysis, but this series is over. This series is cooked. The Warriors will win the Western Conference. To me, House, it's just a question of when, not if. And if we had an extender alert, it would be a lot easier for me to drop the hammer on the Mavericks tonight.
Yeah,
this game, I don't know if you feel this way. This is what I was thinking, waking up, going to get my coffee, like debating how I'm going to fire on Golden State and Dallas. This game has like stay away written all over it, dude. It's just like, I do not have a strong feeling about, does Golden State say, hey, we have a free game in our back pocket. We'll take care of this sucker at home. We'll wrap it up in five. Or are we looking at the Dallas moment from supporting players, showing some pride, showing some chutzpah, getting back on the plane to go back to Golden State for a game five? Very, very tough game to handicap, dude. I really do not have a strong feel on this game at all.
Amazing. Wow. I thought at the end of all of that, you would have some kind of take for us.
Oh, no. I'm gonna have a pick. I'm going to have a pick. I want to preface this pick by allowing the audience inside my brain.
Okay.
Well, listen,
okay.
I think usually, you know me, you've worked with me now for a couple of months. I'm a man of conviction.
Indeed.
Usually I have a pretty strong sense on these things one way or the other. Man, if I had to bet this game, life on the line, gun to the head, had to bet this game, I'm taking the Warriors.
Okay. Well, JJ, I'm here to tell you, you have to bet on this game. I cannot and
I
will
to.
Not.
Well, I'm going to. I
tolerate.
Don't worry about that. You know I'm going to.
Buddy, we're at this moment. We're right on the brink of losing the every night playoff
basketball.
Yeah,
we're running
basketball.
Out of games. Let's
this
be
is
honest,
it.
Dude.
So,
we're running out of games. You're going to have me betting run lines and same game parlays at Yankee Stadium. That's what I have for July and August, for goodness
dude,
sakes.
I bet the Phillies against the Braves yesterday in the first five innings.
Now, nice. There we go.
And
it's
honestly,
that time. It's that time.
It's the only thing I hit yesterday. I made the crucial mistake of wading in very gently into the NHL hockey playoffs and caught a little bit of the buzz that the Blues were enjoying. You know, the St. Louis Blues have faced a lot of adversity. They're up against a complete juggernaut, Colorado Avalanche, but people were circling the Blues as a live money line underdog last night. So I waited into that. It's a big fat loser. And I didn't know what to do with the Celtics and the Heat last night.
Well, how about Podfather putting the absolute kibosh on the Heat? I mean, my God. So I want to take everybody into this. So I kind of liked Miami yesterday. I felt pretty good about Miami. We get a text from Simmons. I think Miami is live. I think they can win outright. No Marcus Smart. I don't like this. Blah, 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 blah. And then how she look up, they have 3 points at the end of the first quarter. I'm like, yeah. Nice reverse jinx, Simmons. Well,
you knew the counterbalance. Speaking of the extender, and we're not going to have the extender tonight in Dallas because he refereed last night. We're talking about Scott Foster, of course. But that was Simmons trying to offset the effects of the extender. He tried to bring his own Podfather mojo into the mix because everything was lining up so fat for the Celtics. Now, we didn't anticipate, you know, a historically bad offensive performance in that first quarter by Miami. And the most obvious bet on the entire board was the over on points, rebounds, and assists for Jason Tatum. It was at 39.5. He and Jaylen Brown have been on an incredible zigzag in points, rebounds.
They're just taking turns. Especially after a bad game and after a loss, it's like automatic that they are going to come and show up and put up monster numbers.
And of course, great point. Of course, Tatum did it. I stayed away from that one. The way that I played the game last night was playing the Celtics team total over. I got it at a decent price, 106.5. And JJ, I can't tell you how many times I got on my phone and wrote really upsetting things about Derek White to you guys and then erased it. I just had to stay on the positive side.
I know that feeling.
Positive karma. Derek White played 41 minutes last night and shot 4-for-14 from the field. He is the human over killer. Now, that's on me, right? I didn't know whether or not Smart was going to be able to go, and we didn't know. They confirmed that Robert Williams was going to play, but the Celtics had a great opportunity through like the halfway through the fourth quarter to simply get to 107, and Derek White single-handedly said, Mr. House, I have different plans for you this evening. I hope that you have a nice rest. You're going to have to go get a cocoa and some milk and some marshmallows.
You should have had Simmons collect for you while he was up there. You know,
well, like he
could have put him to work.
He could have gone.
He was probably too giddy. He was too giddy. He's like, screw you, House. You could lose a couple of bucks.
That's right. I am here to tell you. I just want to share some trends. We're going back to the Golden State and Dallas game. In Dallas, of course, we admire everything that the Mavericks have done. Historically, this is from our pals at the Action Network. There's decent value in fading teams that are down 0-3. Since 2005, teams down 0-3 are 14-39 straight up and 20-30-5 against the spread. So those are good, you know, those are good trends for my lean
of Warriors plus one tonight.
That's right. And you know, the Warriors themselves since the 2015 playoffs, right? If that's your measuring stick for what we consider to be like this version roughly of the Warriors since 2015 with Steve Kerr as the coach, they've had 7 opportunities to close out a series in a sweep, and they're 5-2 straight up in that situation as well. And the thing to me more than anything else is every single comment by their most important players after game 3 demonstrated to me that they want this thing over.
All business to
they
get ready
want the rest.
To get the rest. And listen, the rest has worked to their advantage in this Western Conference final. The East final at bare minimum is going until Friday. So what, the finals, the earliest the finals can start is Tuesday, correct?
June the 2nd. Yes.
Okay. That's June the 2nd,
Wednesday.
So that's a Thursday.
Thursday. Whatever
Thursday.
It is.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
June the
2nd
is the start of the NBA finals.
Okay. So that would mean if they end up wrapping this sucker up tonight, that gives them about 8 days of rest.
Yeah. And not just the rest, but also like the game planning. Because I honestly think that the advantage they had in additional days, the game plan for Dallas has really, you know, proved quite well. The other thing about it, we keep seeing it with the poor Heat and Celtics. This is literally a war of attrition. Like every single night, somebody is not playing. An important
player's not playing.
That's why it's been
very, very tough to handicap that series. Because like right now, House, Boston is a 1.5 point favorite. That's the line that I currently see. The total's at 203.5. I need to know what the deal is. Is Marcus Smart playing? Is Tyler Hero playing? Like, these are not like little variables. Tyler Hero playing is a huge deal.
To me, is Marcus Smart playing is even more important. I can't, again, I'll stop harping on this. The Celtics have a problem initiating offense when they don't have Marcus Smart. And I don't trust literally any of their guards to handle. They turn the ball over. It seems like I felt many times last night watching Derek White bring up the ball, like I was back watching high school games when my buddy is the coach over at Paul the Sixth. Some of his backup guards, when they bring the ball up and defensive pressure comes, and the kids get flustered. I felt like Derek White was flustered nearly every time they put any pressure on him as he dribbled across half court. Smart is crucially important to them in terms of ramping down those turnovers and initiating the offense properly.
Do you get the sense that line at 1.5 tells you Vegas thinks Marcus Smart gives it a go in game 5? Because yes. Miami was favored in the first two games in this series when they play in their home building. I think Vegas is telling you with that line, opening it the way that they have, they think Marcus Smart gives it a go. That's
totally,
my guess.
Totally agree. And I also think it's a very fair line in the sense that when we've seen Boston with their entire complement of players, notwithstanding, you know, the injuries that they've fought through throughout the game, that there's the tiniest of edge to Boston. They have a little bit more flexibility offensively. They can get scoring from more sources than Miami. It's a very thin line between these two teams. And I'm prepared to give Miami a little bit of credit for their resourcefulness. The way that they won that game 3, you know, they Jimmy Butler for the entire second half. That was pretty impressive, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over 2 decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
And they held on for dear life, but when they needed to make some big shots, they were able to make some big shots. And just knowing the DNA of the Heat team, House, I think this is a 7-game series, dude.
Yeah, it really feels
do.
Like it, doesn't
and
it?
That's why, now listen, all of a sudden I get bad news on Jimmy Butler in 24 hours. That changes things a little bit.
Right.
Tyler Hero, I think they need his shooting. I really do. Even with Strus, even with Oladipo playing more, Vincent, they still need that source of shooting. They need that number 2.
No, well, I'm saying the 2 games that these two, they have 2 out of 3 at home, and those guys are comfortable at home. That's
way
the key.
Better. Excellent point. They're way better at home. I'm firing on the Heat tomorrow.
Yeah.
It may be a mistake. I'm locking in early. So listen, Smart plays, Hero doesn't play. I may look like an ass because I may be getting a way worse line. But hey, this is our Tuesday gambling pod. I'm not coming on the Tuesday gambling pod, not giving you picks. Heat, I'm taking them plus. And I'm going to take it a step further, House. We should be looking into the secondary players from Miami, the Strusers of the world,
yeah,
the Vincents of the world.
That's right.
We should be attacking their points, their threes made, like that sort of deal.
Exactly
because
right.
They're much better and they're different dudes when they're playing in that building.
It's a perfect point, and that is exactly the right way to tackle that game. Now, look, let's go ahead and get tonight's game lined up. Let's see if we can cook up a little SGP, a little same game
parlay. And it's the only way I'm going to play this to have some fun because I don't, like I said, when you have units, for those of you that handicap and play games that way, there are like 3-unit plays and 5-unit plays. This is a classic 1-unit play for me. I'm giving it to you because, House, we got to give it. Like, we don't sit out games here on this podcast.
No.
You and I don't operate
that
way.
What are you talking about? No, yeah, sorry.
That's amateur hour. That's exactly amateur hour. Right. Okay. So we're in on the Warriors tonight. We think they find a way to get it done?
I do. Yeah. Warriors money line. It's fine.
All right. Now, do we go back to the well with Jalen Brunson?
So I have a different sort of flavor. I don't want to
No player props.
No, I do have player props.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But I don't want variance guys. I want guys that I feel like we can trust. If this is
so, that means
the,
if there's guys we can trust, we're talking Steph, we're talking Luka.
See, this is the thing. I'm going right down Square Road. I'm taking us right down the middle of Square Road here. Luka's point total is 34.5. I mean,
how about we take Luka to score 30 plus points?
Oh, Luka plus 30 plus. That's fine. I like
400.
That. Okay.
All right. And then how about Curry? What do we want to do? 25 plus?
That's fine. Great. Yes. I mean, I just think, you know, the combination of inside and outside, and he really has been.
And then Clay, what do we want to do, Clay?
I don't want to do Clay.
You're counting him as a variance guy here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I have one that might sound like a variance guy, but that I actually trust now, and it's Kevon Looney rebounds.
Okay.
And the reason,
so what are we digging? 6, 8, 10? Well,
he had 12 the last two games, and he had 10 the first game, I think. The important thing is he's getting the minutes. He's averaging nearly 30 minutes a game. He had 28 in game one, 32 in game two, and 29 in game three. If he gets the minutes, he's getting the rebounds. He's getting all these great defensive rebounds. Because Dallas is taking over 50% of their shots from three, so that those are not like hard rebounds for him, right? He's got the space to go get it, and he's very good at blocking out. And if he plays the 30 minutes you anticipate, and Dallas keeps chucking, there's going to be rebounds,
So here's what I got so far: Golden State to win, Luka 30 plus, Steph 25 plus. Looney, 8-plus rebounds, 367.
I mean, it's on our number.
I would agree. I'm just saying we got cute with our SGP the other night. I think we hit 4 or 5 legs. We needed one more Draymond Green assist that he didn't cooperate.
He was one assist shy.
I know. And we got one late. I was like, can we get another? Can we get another? Not to be.
What is the fail point of this? Where does this thing fall down?
Dallas gets blown out, and Luka gets yanked.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Do you think they'll keep him in? Yeah. For the people, for the good people of Dallas,
they should.
Right? Hey, look.
I mean, I feel great about Curry getting 25 plus tonight.
Yeah.
25 plus for Curry.
In a closeout, right? That he would be more concerning to me is that they have a repeat where they run it way up and he gets to sit out half the fourth quarter.
Well, my thought on that, House, it would go the other way. I think Curry's sitting there losing this game.
Okay.
And therefore, our bet is going to be dead and null and void anyway.
What was the total? What do we end up with on Looney rebounds?
8.
What number?
Do you want to jack it to 10?
Well, what kind of juice do you get if you crank it up?
All right.
Over 9.5. What's over 9.5?
I can't do 9.5.
Oh, it's got to be a round number.
Our friends at FanDuel give us round numbers. We do 10 plus rebounds. Oh, 526 now.
Well, now I've identified this is the leg that is the fail point potentially.
I want to go to 10. And mind you, Ringer gambling audience, if this ends up losing because of us getting cute, we get what we deserve.
Yeah.
But I want those odds. To me, we got to get at least 5-1 on this bad boy.
That's right. Let's make it exciting on a Tuesday night. You know what I mean? Let's crank it up. Yeah.
Tuesday night parlay.
That's
we're going
right.
with the big guns in Luka and Steph. And then Kevon freaking Looney. Let's go, House.
Let's go. All right. So what are we doing with the Celtics Heat? I heard your lean. You want to take the Heat. You're going to take the Heat money line and the points?
I mean, we might as well take the points.
Okay.
I almost feel like these Heat games are like, well, the totals have been so out of whack in this series, man.
I can't touch totals. No, you got to stay away from totals now.
Because you know what? You go over, don't even. No. All right, so I'm in. Are you in on the Heat? You don't seem in.
Well, I because we have no idea who's playing. We were sitting here on the Tuesday morning. We have no idea who's playing.
So as of right now, we can't even throw in an SGP because they don't have any of the totals up.
Right, because they don't know who's playing either.
Yeah, so like we're guessing. We're basically spitfiring what we would look to do. I will say this. If Butler plays, I'm in on his points and assists. I think he's going to have a monster game.
Okay.
I'm really not going out on much of a limb by saying that.
All right. That's fine. I mean, I think that's the correct lean. The parlay that we would do, assuming guys are playing, will be Miami plus the point. Now, here's the thing. These games are not close.
No,
we just went through it. I mean, there was a tweet that went up. This guy, Justin Fan, ran the whole thing down. Every single game is a double-digit outcome. So, you know, the question is, Miami money line is even money. Why lay the juice with the points?
Especially important. Now watch. Because we have put this juju in the air, here comes the 1 point game winner from Marcus Smart. And I am going to be livid that we did not end up taking the point and a half. But you know what? You're right.
It's not us.
Most of these games, they haven't been decided within the margin. So. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's take them on a money line.
Miami money line plus, you know, a Jimmy Butler huge game. That's fine. That's just, again, we're on square road.
Let's identify too a guy on that supporting cast for Miami
great.
That is capable of going off. And I guess that's the question. Is it Vincent? Oladipo?
I love Vincent. I think Vincent is absolutely terrific. I really think that he's poised, you know, when these markets open up next October, I'm going to jump on him for like sixth man of the year kind of stuff.
I like that.
That's how good I think he is and what he's showing out in terms of a complete game. Now, last night, none of them were consistent on the Heat. So his inconsistency is fine. But boy, he's been a revelation to me.
So I got to apologize because Sunday I had 10 zillion things going on. Rangers are playing. Yankees are playing. Golf's going on. And my phone was being occupied as a streaming device. So I really was not much of a texter during the PGA.
Okay.
The minute Zalatoris made the putt and we knew it was going to be Zalatoris and Justin Thomas in the playoff.
Yes.
I hammered Justin Thomas to win that playoff.
What price?
Minus 135.
Good. Okay.
Jumped on immediately. As soon as I saw it on FanDuel, I said, he ain't losing. I know Zalatoris hit a big putt. But those two guys and their putting ability is not comparable, House.
No, it's
just
not
comparable.
No, it's not. It's not.
Here would have been my question to you. If you had Willie Z to win outright and he's going to the playoff, you did.
I did.
Did you hedge it all?
No. Well, here's the thing. Over the course of the tournament, like this is because now with golf gambling, the markets are so much more available than previously. And the information is out there. I had a ticket on Zalatoris at 32-1 some time ago that I bought on. So I had that already in place. And, you know, I had a few outrights. I really liked Cam Smith this most.
So did I. I was in on Cam
Smith.
Yeah,
right.
And he played, it's not like he played terribly.
No, he finished top 15. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm wrong with that.
I touch a little bit of like Xander Schauffele, maybe the heater that he was on in the previous week in Texas. But in any event, I had futures in place, and so I just did some small live betting. I live bet Rory when I woke up Friday morning, and Rory had the first round lead.
You told me that. You told me that on Thursday. You went on Rory.
Yeah, because I just didn't want, you know, if he had shot even, you know, regular 1 under, 2 under. On Friday, and then just shot even par over the weekend. He wins the golf tournament. So, but that's not who he is right now. I live bet JT both Saturday and when I woke up Sunday. And Saturday really turned out great because I live bet him on his front nine and on Saturday. And then he ended up 4 over par on the day, and he was really dejected. So when he woke up Sunday morning, I got him at 30-1.
Wow. Oh, so you didn't even, you were Gucci either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for
yeah.
you.
So I was, I didn't sweat any of it. The only thing that was going to cost me money was Mito Pereira winning that golf tournament.
That poor guy, man. Now listen, I'm glad from your standpoint that you were able to cash in on a big ticket. What do you do? How do you hit the driver there on a, what are you doing?
And every single thing about that day, I watched the first half of it, you know, with a big group of people, and not one person said, oh, Mito's going to hold on and win this. And it's just, there's no real, you know, precedent for it. It's not a knock. It's just upsetting that the poor guy made it through 71 holes.
How do you keep the interview with Amanda Baliones after he plays 18? If that was me, House, I'd be on my knees crying, like inconsolable. The guy's sitting there with a straight face. He's smiling. He's cool. I'm like, dude, you just had one of the worst chokes ever. How are you so composed?
I think a little bit of it was shock. Right. He hadn't really processed what was in front of him, and he didn't really process the lost opportunity. But it does fit how calm, cool, and collected he ended up shooting three over on the back. That was the difference. But, you know, it was two over on one hole. He was only one over if, you know, the bogey would have got him into the playoff. And he had still an excellent chance to save bogey. His third shot was greenside.
That was the tournament. Because otherwise he gets himself in the playoff and he's there with Willie Z and JT and you never know what happens.
I never know what happens.
Fabulous drama though. Always love when you have a playoff for you. You're always going to love when you cash it 30 plus to one. So
yes,
must be nice there.
Well, it covered off a lot of other exposure that was out there.
Naturally.
That's right.
But now I'm excited for the U.S. Open, dude.
Well, and we're less than we're like 23 days away from the U.S. Open, so guys are going to play like this tournament, the Charles Schwab down at Colonial Country Club in Texas. A lot of Texas guys. I actually have a little card for you. I'm going to share a few. Bonus bets because it's a great field. You have right now. Nobody's pulled out. Mito's playing in it. JT said he's going to play in it.
Two guys I will not be betting on this week.
Me either. Right. You leave them alone. Jordan Spieth is everybody's darling in this tournament because they remember.
I'm passing on him after taking him for the PGA.
He had the lead going into the back nine on Sunday last year, and he shot two over on that back nine. Jason Kokrak had sort of a come from behind. But I just want to mention a couple names of guys that were quietly good at the PGA Championship that this is a good setup for. So Abe Anser.
I like that. I'm seeing 40-1 right now on Anser. Or 35-1. 35-1.
He has, this is a par 70, only two par fives. It kind of fits a course profile of a couple TPCs. The TPC here in the D.C. area, TPC Potomac, where Max Homa just won. And also the one down in Memphis, TPC Southwind, shout out Verno. Some course corollary to that answer, as you will recall, 1-2 years ago at Southwind. But the holdback with him had been injury. He had something going on with a back neck thing. I think that he's over it. I'm ready to fire on Abe Anser. The last two times he's played this venue, top 15s, both of them. And a Texas guy. So, you know, if you're looking for a Texas guy, that's not the obvious ones. You might want to do a little tiny something on Ryan Palmer. This is his home course. He shot low 60s here 5 bajillion times. If you want to do a tiny, like, first round leader on Ryan Palmer, that's
75 to 1 to win this fucker. 75 to 1.
I won't bet him to win, but if you want to say, oh, Ryan Palmer's at home and he's feeling very comfortable and he catches a first round heater, 65 to 1 I saw first round leader odds. And then I'm on Kevin Na. Kevin Na with a good track record at this joint. Another guy, potential 60 to 1 first round leader, but also, you know, good odds to win. And then I mentioned Max Homa.
He's playing really well, dude. He's playing really, and I like Max a lot. He's playing well.
He had kind of a revelation over the course of the PGA. It was his best finish in a major, and he was really dedicated to trying to have a top 20 finish in a major. He got there. The only thing is, did he grind too hard? That would be the only knock on him. But he's in form. He's a guy that's on a heater. And if you believe that corollary between the TPC here in the D.C. area and Colonial, a lot of reasons to like Max Homa. So that's a little card for you this week, JJ.
I'm in. I'm sold. Let's catch a couple of tickets, a little SGP for game four of this lackluster Western Conference final. And I might be rocking all white for Miami tomorrow.
Oh, no. Instead,
I might send a picture.
So cheesy.
I might try to find the white suit that I didn't wear at my senior prom, and I might be walking around Brooklyn Travolta style just to piss off the Podfather.
Send it to
night.
The Podfather. Make sure you send it to the Podfather. He'll enjoy it.
Great work by Stefan. Buddy, I will see you on Friday, and let's hope that Simmons is sweating out an elimination game if he's up in Boston.
Ooh-wee.
I like that.
Ooh-wee. I like that. Let's go, JJ.
Good stuff all around. Back Friday. Be good, everybody.